Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Megan.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, from little to grown.
We're in different areas of the country and in different stages of life.
But we both know that motherhood's a lot easier when real moms share tips and encouragement.
And remind you that it's really all going to be okay.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I am Sarah Powers, here to welcome you into the month of March and to bring you an interview in our Voices series. So about once a month or so, Megan and I break from our usual conversational format and share a conversation with somebody who has a perspective that we're interested in exploring more and maybe that we can't speak to personally. Today, I am joined by Larissa Maloney, who is founder of a company called Active Kids 2.0. Larissa is a former pro volleyball player turned personal trainer and coach, and she's also a mom to 3 kids. We are talking today about what it means to embrace an active lifestyle as a family, and not just like working out or having the kids enrolled in traditional like team sports, but active at more of like a fundamental kind of like family values-based level. This is honestly a pretty challenging area of parenting for me because my own tendencies, my natural leisure pursuits are not super physically active. I have referred to myself as an indoor cat before. I like to snuggle up and read. I like to watch TV. I like to take naps and sleep. And at the same time, of course, I'm so on board with the physical and mental and all of the other benefits of an active lifestyle. So this was a really great conversation for me. And I think it's a great time of year for all of us to think about this a little bit as the weather starts to shift to spring and we maybe kind of renew our commitment to getting kids up off the couch and outside, of course, without the guilt, without beating ourselves up for whatever this winter or these last 2 pandemic years have looked like, but just a kind of reminder of all of the mind and body benefits to an active lifestyle and how that active lifestyle is much more than just a gym membership or putting your kid in soccer or dance or martial arts. It's much more foundational than that. So let's jump right into my conversation with Larissa Maloney. Hi, Larissa. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sarah.
Super excited to have you here today. So tell our listeners a little bit about you and your family. How old are your kids? I know you have a baby who's napping right now. Where do you all live and what do you do for a living?
Absolutely. So I'm Larissa Maloney. We live in Daytona Beach, Florida, which is on the east coast of Florida. I have 3 kids. My oldest one is 7. My middle, I can't believe I say I have a middle child now. It's very odd, but she is 6 and our newest is 8 months, and he is the cutest, chunkiest thing ever. And I have a company, an online on-demand service called Active Kids 2.0, and it's an online business. That's what I do.
Awesome. That must be a fun age split to have the 2 olders with the baby. Are they having so much fun as big sisters?
So they are absolutely loving it. Because number 3 was like, surprise, we're having number 3. We thought we were done after 2, and it's been the biggest blessing ever because he's so chill and he just goes with the flow, and they are the best big sister and big brother because they just look after him and just love on him all day. It's so great.
I love it so much. I said big sisters. For some reason, I thought they were both sisters, but I love that so much. I was 8 when my youngest sister was born. And so I have good memories of being that age with a baby. And that is so much fun. Well, we will talk a little bit about your business and Active Kids 2.0 as we move through this conversation. But I really want to dig into you as an athlete turned trainer and coach. So talk a little bit about maybe growing up as an athlete and then your professional volleyball career. I would love to hear about that.
Yeah, sure. So I grew up as an athlete. In our house, I grew up in a very competitive household. And I laugh because, I don't know, it's just funny. We competed with everything. Like, who could fold the clothes the fastest? Who could empty the dishwasher the fastest? Like, silly things. But it made it fun. And I guess it made us, into better adults, you know. Mm-hmm. But my parents, they were athletes as well. And my brother was a D1 athlete. Basketball he played. And for me growing up, I played three sports in high school, which was a volleyball, basketball, and track. Actually, basketball was my go-to. I started playing basketball when I was like six. And I literally thought I was going to be the only girl in the NBA. that's how serious it was. And I literally picked up volleyball at age 13. My mom sent me to a University of Florida camp, and she said, "You're doing basketball pretty much too much, and you're being, you know, you're mm-hmm. feeling the burnout of it, and I want you to try another sport." And I literally had no idea what volleyball was. I'd wow, never yeah. seen it, never like really even heard of it. And she said, "You know, just do it." And I said, "Well, I don't really want to." And she put me in it, and I ended up loving it. And I didn't love it because I was good at it. I loved it because it was something new. It challenged me. And I saw girls that looked like me and that were very, very good. So that brought me to volleyball. I started late. Like I said, I started a summer before I was a freshman in high school, which is late for most athletes. But I picked it up. I worked hard at it. I ended up getting a scholarship to a school down in South Florida called Lynn University. It's a D2 school, best conference in the country for D2. Okay. And literally rocked it my 4 years there. And after college, I wanted to continue. I wanted to stay in athletics. And mm-hmm. so I jumped on the beach. And this was another thing that I wasn't good at. indoor and beach are two, even though you're playing volleyball still, it's two yeah. completely different types of beasts. And yeah. Again, I wasn't good at it. And it was another challenge. I have a film and TV background as well from college. Okay. And during the summers, I trained and I played on the professional tour eventually. Played on the professional tour for beach volleyball. And then the other part of the year, I got to produce and act and do all of my film stuff. So it was, at that time, a really, really fun, adventurous life, really following my passion within my career of athletics and in the film world.
I love this so much. It sounds like sports for you a couple different times, like opened up not just an opportunity to do something really cool, but almost for you to discover what you liked and what you were good at. You talked about trying things or coming to a sport late at 13 and then switching from indoor to beach. Do you think that's a little bit part of your personality that like, I'm going to try this new scary thing that I've never done before? Do you think that was a happy accident? Like when you look back now as an adult, how do you frame those moments where you were really pushed out of your comfort zone, but it ended up being exactly what you needed?
Absolutely. So definitely not a happy accident. I was, and this probably scares my mom the most because this is how I would say I was born, a risk taker.
Okay.
And when I do things, I literally jump 2 feet. I don't test the water. I don't put my little pinky toe in to see if it's cold. I just jump in. And I literally do that in pools now with my uh-huh. kids. Like, they're like, it's freezing cold. Okay, we're doing a cannonball and we're getting in. Like, this is what we do. And so, yeah, that's what I have done in my career athletically and business as well. And taking risks. For me, even though, you know, I would love to say that it doesn't scare me each time I do, but it does every time. And that, yeah. then that's like, it makes me feel alive. And yeah. I love that feeling of, this doesn't make me feel comfortable, but guess what? I'm going to do it anyway, because I don't know what's going to happen on the yeah. other side, but it's either, you know, failed miserably.
Yeah.
And I've learned from that failure, or it's become something absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. So. Well, I love that as a not risk taker, the opposite of a risk taker. It's really good for people like me to hear the perspective like that. And I love that. So then talk about going from professional beach volleyball and this career in athletics yourself to coaching others. And I'd love to know, like, were you a personal trainer, like the type who worked in a gym or with other adults, and how you got to this place of really wanting to help kids become active?
Yeah. So I guess, probably about 20 years ago, and I'm racking my brain of when I was a personal trainer and then when I started coaching. So college, as soon as I finished college, I got into club coaching.
Okay.
So, which is when high school kids are done with their high school season, they want to get better and play at a higher level. Mm-hmm. And I started coaching kids as soon as I got out of college. So that was like 19 years old, 20 years old. So I've been coaching for a long time. And around that time, I dove into personal training too, just because I wanted to get my volleyball athletes in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked out of a gym and I got to bring the athletes into the gym and train them in that way too. So that kind of all built up my coaching background as well as personal fitness background.
And did you always know that you, because it's very different to be a committed, driven athlete and to be able to translate that to teaching and coaching. I think we've all seen that in different careers. Like, it's not always the best performers who become the best teachers or mentors or communicators. So did you know that was in you, or was that a little surprising to find that you also loved helping others?
I didn't know that was in me. To be honest, I got approached my senior year of college to coach, you know, for some extra money. And I was like, no, I said, no, I said, I don't really have any interest in it. And then, you know, the year, after graduating, you had to think of ways, you know, to make money, and your parents don't, you know, aren't supporting you anymore. So this is a way to make money. So I was like, and they approached me again. And, you know, can you coach? We have some girls here that would, you know, love to be trained by a, you know, former mm-hmm. collegiate athlete. And I said, I mean, I guess. And so I did. And I absolutely fell in love with it. I fell in love with it because just a group of young girls, you know, when they look at you as a former collegiate athlete or current collegiate athlete, they just eat it up,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because I that was me at 13 looking at those UF girls and thinking, man, these girls are good, you know? And they're just, I don't know, they are following their passion. And it kind of came full circle for me. And I haven't stopped since.
I love that. My third grader, so my youngest is 9, and at their elementary school, the local UC Santa Barbara, I live in Santa Barbara, California. So the UCSB girls basketball team came and did PE on the playground a few times. Like they came and kind of subbed in for the PE classes, and it was just like a couple of times. And my daughter, my 9-year-old, could not stop talking about it. She's not particularly interested in basketball or in athletics, but something about seeing those, there's something about that age, that 19, 20, it's like they're not quite grown-ups yet, but like they're really big kids. And the kids just loved it. And we went to see a game the other night, and it was just really special to connect that, like, that college experience with college athletics. I can see how that would be then to be on the other side of that and have kids look at you that way would be really, really special. That's awesome.
It really is.
I love it. Well, Larissa, we have a lot to talk about getting families and kids and moms to kind of embrace an active lifestyle, not because they're all going to be in competitive sports and not just to become the fittest mom on the block, but really more at, like, what I want to talk about today is more at like a fundamental level, embracing an active lifestyle. But we are going to take a quick break and dive into that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Okay, Sarah, we both have a couple of new favorite products from our sponsor, Thrive Cosmetics, and I think we need to discuss. I love Thrive because their beauty and skincare lines are clean, vegan, and cruelty-free, and because every purchase supports organizations that help women thrive. But I mean, let's be honest, all of that has to go hand in hand with products that actually work, right?
Well, right. Exactly, Megan. And so, you know, I'm a little bit late to the whole eye cream game, right? But the Defying Gravity Eye Lifting Cream is basically like beauty sleep in a bottle. I've been putting it on before bed every night, and it's just really soft and smooth and moisturizing. I love it. And then speaking of eyes, you know, I love me some eye makeup, and I just got a second shade of the Brilliant Eye Brightener from Thrive. You can use this like an eyeliner, like a cream eyeshadow, or even like a highlighter. It's a soft cream to powder stick that goes on so smooth and is so versatile. So when I travel, I bring only this and then some mascara, and I feel like I've totally done my eyes.
Thrive's Bigger Than Beauty promise means that for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to organizations that help women thrive, whether that means they're coming out of homelessness or adjusting to life after military service. And I love that you can see their impact report right on their website and check out the causes they've supported.
Now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself, because right now you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/themomhour. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/themomhour for 15% off your first order.
Sarah, I am just getting settled into my new house, and I always find a move to be a great time to either start healthy new habits or really solidify the ones we want to keep up. And of course, using the AG1 superfood powder from our sponsor, Athletic Greens, is one of those daily habits I want to lock in as I'm building my new routine. AG1 has everything I need to keep me going all day long. Just one scoop delivers 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. It's a specially formulated blend designed to support your gut health, nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging.
Megan, you know, I am fully on board with this daily habit. I know you usually mix your AG1 into a smoothie, but I just stir mine into a glass of cold water as I'm starting my day. You could also add it to milk or juice or whatever. It's really versatile, and I love that it's packed with all that nutritional good stuff my body needs, so I don't have to mess around with other supplements.
I have been doing a ton of reading about nutrition lately, and man, our bodies go through a lot of changes during the motherhood years and then moving into our 40s and beyond. And putting what we need in our bodies can make such a difference in how we feel and function and age. I'm really glad to have a sort of insurance policy that protects me from myself on those days when my eating habits are less than awesome. And we have a great offer for listeners. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/momhour. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/momhour to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
All right. So, Larissa, I loved hearing about your background as an athlete, as a kid, on pretty traditional sports teams, basketball and volleyball. But I also have noticed, just as a mom of kids of sports playing ages, that right now, especially in our American culture, the push to specialize kids and to get kids really involved in organized athletics starts really young, and it is sort of the loudest voice in the room. And what I mean by that is, of course, there are other options. My kids have done theater and martial arts, and there's other ways, dance, there's other ways to be active. But in the communities I've lived in, organized sports, Little League and club soccer is kind of the dominant thread. And I personally have never felt quite at home in that arena because it seems to specialize kids really, really young. It can take away a lot from family time. And this is not to bash organized sports. I have just always wished that families had a little bit more variety of options to get their kids active, to get them running around, to get them to know their bodies. And so I'm throwing all this at you almost to ask, like, do you agree, first of all? And do you think we're maybe missing out on opportunities to have kids be active in ways that aren't so prescribed and clearly defined so early in their lives? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I think there is that, you know, that loud voice in the way that you described it, for the urge to get kids to play organized sports at such a young age. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I just really agree with making sure your kids are doing something, and, you know, whether that is in organized sports, but making sure they're doing something and keeping their brain active as well as their body active. And just like you said, the arts and things like that, sometimes you don't feel like that's, or stimulating in a way of like physical activity, but it absolutely can be. And it definitely will extend to other things. Mm-hmm. And I definitely don't believe in that pinpointing of, okay, you've done a season of baseball. Okay, this is it for you. Like baseball is life now.
Right.
We have to get our kids into, it doesn't have to be everything, but a lot of things. So they could have the choice, put it upon themselves of choosing what they like, but, you know, give them that variety so they could have those choices and find their passions on their own and have fun doing it.
Yeah. And also kind of not lose that enjoyment of just being active for active's sake, you know, that sort of like childlike thrill of rolling down a hill or like spinning really fast or running. Well, I know you've studied and you know a lot about the actual benefits to being active. And I think sometimes as parents and educated parents, we gloss over this because we're like, yeah, we know exercise is important. We know it's important for us and we know it's important for our kids. But let's take a minute to really dive into like, what are the actual brain and body, physical, mental benefits, especially for kids, of being active? And feel free to like start at the most basic. Don't assume we know anything here.
Sure. So basic, when you go back to the basics, so kids of probably about an age where about 4 or 5 going up should at least get 60 minutes of activity a day. And that scares a lot of parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, as parents, you should be getting that too, right? Mm-hmm. And those words kind of scare, you know, parents of working out, of exercise, of those kind of, you know, bad words in this right. kind of field, right? But when we think about it, what it really comes down to, that 60 minutes can be literally 5 minutes of them walking up the stairs to go to class. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? 10 minutes of them walking around the block. And it doesn't have to be that, okay, we have to do 60 minutes of hardcore cardio right now, right. get fit right. kind of thing. But it's all combined throughout the day. And, you know, the benefits of that are insane. It's night and day. One, it's the performance in school. Okay. And that's a big thing that I've heard from my parents is when they've gotten their kids on a regular routine or fitness routine, all of a sudden they start, their cognitive skills, you know, start getting better. Their memory starts getting better. Their focus in school starts getting better. And it's all because they've moved their body throughout the day, to get those benefits. So.
Yeah, that brain piece is so amazing. And I think we've seen that, I don't know, I've seen that with my kids. Why else is it important for kids to be active? And what else are we talking about when we talk about active kids? Because we know it's not just like sports and athletics.
Absolutely. So there's so many benefits of, you know, keeping kids active. For one, energy level, a lot of parents, or kids think I'm tired, you know, why should I work out now when I'm tired? But actually, you know, when we're active, when we're doing, you know, something that creates movement, it improves our energy level, you know, and, you know, regular exercise and making it a routine, you feel more energetic. You know, and then which allows you to, you know, focus better in school and, you know, reduces the stress. So it improves our energy level. It creates healthy, strong bones. It makes sure, you know, our heart stays healthy. And I mean, we haven't even, you know, dove into, you know, the mental health aspect of it as well.
Mood. I have one kid in particular who I think she told me when she was like six, "Mommy, I just feel so happy when I run." And I think she was actually experiencing that endorphin. I think I always get like the different hormones and things mixed up. What happens when you, the oxytocin, endorphins, cortisol, whatever it is. That little rush that people talk about, like a runner's euphoria, but she was like 5 or 6 years old. And she is definitely feels intense, big feelings and intense emotions. And there's absolutely a correlation between that really strenuous physical exercise and almost like a mood stabilization.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely, hands down, enhances our emotional well-being. And it also, just kind of like you said, it allows the kids to have a better outlook on life, and it builds their confidence. And, you know, unfortunately, we do have a lot of kids with anxiety and depression and things like that. And being active really increases their self-esteem. And like we said, cognitive skills as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had a couple of friends whose kids have been in PT or OT for various physical therapy or occupational therapy for various reasons. And learning about the exercises and the almost like the academic learning of why? My first thought is always like, wait, all kids should be like, literally all people should have this understanding of like spatial awareness and like your body, like what it feels like. And there's so much good learning, that like kinetic learning that happens, that I would imagine all of that is operating together when it looks like a kid is just running around in the backyard or doing somersaults down the hall or hopping down the stairs on one foot, you know. Yeah. But there's so much more that's happening.
Absolutely.
I can see in my, because I have a couple of kids who aren't what you would call naturally active, like where they're bouncing off the walls. Because I know kids who you're like, oh, it is time to go outside and run around, or it is time to go like, but I have a couple of kids who are more sedentary just in their natural state. And I can say that that does not mean they do not need to be active. It just means that they, I have had to find more creative ways to get them active. And usually it means looking in a mirror first at the adults in the house, which is kind of where I wanted to go next, which is I think there's a difference between this kind of like story we consume a lot in the media right now about like fitness for grownups is usually about losing weight. It's about looking a certain way. Or maybe it's health focused, but a lot of times it's around weight loss and size, which I think can be particularly tricky for moms, versus what I'm hearing you say is just the move your body type of active lifestyle. So I'd love to hear what you think about what's the difference between being someone who, quote unquote, like goes to the gym 5 days a week because you're supposed to, versus just an active family and an active lifestyle, because maybe that's where we need to start with our kids.
Exactly. That kind of like what we said before, like those bad words, you know what I mean?
Right.
I want everybody to just throw that vocabulary out.
Right. Like know? Weight loss, working out, like hit the gym.
Hit the gym. Yeah. 60 minutes of hardcore cardio, you know, throw that out the window. I mean, as a parent, like a lot of parents don't like those words. So why are we bringing those words into our house, right? So we have to change the narrative. We have to change the narrative in our own homes of making movement fun again, making movement fun again. And a lot of times when, you know, kids say, you know, they're at home and they're bored, it's okay for them to be bored, but get them outside. Right. And have them lead. And that's what we do a lot of times. I'll literally just drive in Florida. We have a lot of parks and we have a lot of trails and things like that. And I'll just drive to a trail, not really, you know, expecting anything, and having them get out and literally say, okay, it's up to you guys. What are we doing? Where are we going? And having the kids lead, because, you know, that kid imagination is so cool. It's so cool. And we lose it a lot as parents. And it's cool to kind of bring it back through, you know, through our kids. But having them lead and having them just enjoy movement is so important. And then hopefully, as parents, we're following along with them as well, because we need to find that joy too.
Right.
Right?
Right. The way you're talking about movement and activity can really be done at any size.
Yeah.
Any ability level with modifications. Strap a baby to your back. You know, yeah. Like work through an injury or modify through an injury. I think kind of taking that more holistic approach to movement is really, really healthy for moms who can be hard on themselves about, like, my body doesn't do what it used to do, or it doesn't look how it used to look. So I think that's great. We are going to take another quick break, and I want to get some specific ideas for getting kids active when we come back. We'll be right back. Megan, when we were traveling together last fall, do you remember how excited we were to see Public Goods shampoo and conditioner in the shower at our Airbnb?
Yes. I mean, that host had really good taste, so it's not surprising she went with Public Goods products to outfit her super cute city apartment.
And I just feel like not enough people know about this great company, so it made me so happy. Listeners, we are giving you $15 to spend at Public Goods. I want you to check it out because I think you're going to love it. Think of Public Goods as replacing your big box everything store with affordable and beautiful everyday essentials, like pretty much everything: personal care, groceries, cleaning products, snacks, bath towels, dishes.
Public Goods ethically sources and obsessively develops each of their products to be free of unhealthy ingredients and harmful additives that are still common on drugstore and grocery store shelves. They're committed to making their products healthy and safe for humans, animals, and the environment. And because they use a membership model, they can keep prices down for their customers, so it's actually affordable to shop in this more sustainable way.
And like I said, we're so confident that you're going to love their products that together with Public Goods, we are giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. And there's no minimum purchase requirement on that. It's literally just $15 handed to you to use toward anything in the store. Go to publicgoods.com/momhour or use the code momhour at checkout. That's publicgoods.com/momhour to get $15 off your first order. Well, Megan, today's episode is all about creating a family culture around being active and raising active kids who love to move their bodies in all kinds of ways. But you know what can really slow down an active kid? Being uncomfortable in their shoes. And that's why I'm really excited we're welcoming back KidSoul as a sponsor today.
Yeah, you're right, Sarah. And it turns out that active kids experience all kinds of foot issues, whether it's because of their arches, the way their ankles pronate, or even more specific issues like heel pain associated with Sever's disease or plantar fasciitis. And the solutions for those issues can be really expensive. So KidSoul worked with medical professionals and engineers to create a cutting-edge line of insoles, heel cups, and therapy socks that are kid-friendly and available at a fraction of the cost of those typical $300 custom orthotics.
I love that KidSoul has specifically growing kids in mind because, oh my gosh, the feet in my house are growing like crazy right now. KidSoul offers free return shipping and free size exchanges, and they encourage parents to experiment with a variety of solutions, then send back what doesn't work using a prepaid return shipping label.
And right now, KidSoul is offering our listeners a 40% discount. Just visit kidsoul.com/themomhour and use the code MOMHOUR22 when you check out to get the discount. Again, it's KIDSOLE.com/themomhour and use code MOMHOUR22 to get 40% off.
All right. So, Larissa, I'm picturing moms listening being like, yep, I know this is important. Yep. It's been a long winter. It's been a long 2 years of COVID. Like, I know we should be getting up and out the door more. I know my kids should be more active. But, and then I think sometimes we get stuck making this happen. By our own thinking patterns, just by time, by the pressures on working families. What are some of the things you see with the families you work with through Active Kids 2.0? Like, what are some of the roadblocks you're seeing to embracing an active lifestyle? Like, what are those stuck pain points for families?
So a lot of parents say we don't have time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, you're going to make time for things that are important. Mm-hmm. And your health has to be a number one priority. So that time comes up a lot. And then we talk about, time blocking and blocking off time mm-hmm. Where it makes sense for you to mm-hmm. get your activity in. And we also talk about, you know, the mindset that you have around getting that workout in for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of like we were saying before, modeling that, you know, behavior for your kids, if you're not getting that movement in yourself, then, you know, how can you preach to your kids that it's right. important
and
to
getting
get that
it in, not just getting it in, but getting it in a way that you actually enjoy so that it isn't this like, oh, mom's going to go to the gym
have
again.
To.
Yeah.
That have to, oh gosh, I have to, you know, lift these weights today. Right. It's that I get to, I'm able, you know, and that it's not, you don't even have to go to the gym. I'm able to just go outside and take a walk and, you know, take that time for myself. I mean, if you're able to do it, you know, without the kids, that's cool. But do it with the kids too. I mean, that's what I do. I love being active with my kids. Like that's it. And they love it as well. So that's one of the things, time and carving out time to do that. And it's that bonding time, that time where, you know, you don't get back. Our kids, they grow up so fast. And it's time that you don't get back. So why not carve out that bonding time and doing something active as well?
Yeah. I'm curious, do you also see families who want to get up and off the couch, want to get out there, want to turn off the screens, but then don't quite know what to do? And that this almost circles back to my comment about organized sports, which sometimes maybe don't complete the whole picture, but at least they provide a time and a place and a practice time and a game time. And like, here's what you wear and here's where you show up. And for that, it's really, really good. But if we're talking about this more general, move our bodies, get outside. Do you also find that families get stuck, like literally not knowing what to do?
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
And that is that kind of the point of Active Kids 2.0? I mean, you are sort of providing that. So let's talk about what are some easy activities or like games or ways that families can get active together. If you have some specific ideas, I would love to hear them. I know you share some on your Instagram, and bonus points if there's some that are indoor options, because I know in early March, it is not spring yet. I'm in California, you're in Florida, but not everybody is.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, there you go. That's the point of Active Kids 2.0 is getting your kids off the couch and providing something that's curated, you know, just for them. And to be honest, you don't even have to do it with them. I mean, if you need to go, you know, do the dishes, do the laundry, it's literally put there for them to enjoy. And you don't have to do anything. But we also give activities when you are, you know, trying to think of ways to get your kids active, especially in the colder months, if you're somewhere, you know, that you can't go outside. We provide those on our Instagram as well. I've been doing some things like that. But for one example, we do something called Fit Fun Jenga.
Okay.
And it's really cool. And a lot of my friends have those huge Jenga blocks. Mm-hmm. We only have the small ones, but they have the huge ones, and the huge ones are, you know, fun for being outside and things like that. But whatever you have, we literally write different things on the Jenga pieces. And once you pull it out, you read what the Jenga piece says, and you have to do whatever it says for 30 seconds. So usually, like sometimes we'll have a theme where it's, you know, exercises, and we throw in like singing songs in there, and we throw in yoga moves in there, just depending on how the kids are feeling that day or whatever. But as soon as they pull it out, they have to do that for 30 seconds, sing, dance, whatever you come up with. And then it just keeps going around until it topples over. And then whoever topples it over, they have to do all of the exercises were already done for 10 seconds. So it's usually really fun.
Oh my gosh. I feel like that would end in a lot of laughter.
Oh
my
God.
Tears. Some games end in tears in my house, but sometimes, that's really fun.
No, it's a good time.
What else? Do you have any other like all family activity games like that?
All right. So another indoor activity that you can do, and we just did this the other day, and it's really fun. And all you need is a thing of tape.
Okay.
And it's one of those DIY, like laser maze things.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can picture like where there's like a string almost like zigzagging across the room. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So we have in our house, everybody has, hopefully everybody has like a hallway in their house. So upstairs we have like, it's not that long, but it's a little hallway and we have tape and I just make, usually I do it or my older, my eldest kid, he does it. And we do like a spy, like, you know, like an escape kind of room, like, and then we just tape it from wall to wall and we make kind of like a maze and they have to go through the maze without, you know, touching the tape. If they, you know, you can make something up if they touch the tape, an alarm goes off kind of thing. But, you know, it's moving their body and it's stretching their body and, you know, flexing their body in different shapes. And it's so fun. Like the kids usually, you know, fall into the tape and destroy the whole thing. But we do it over, you know, we do it over and over and they can create different kind of obstacles with it. So, you know, we like to do things with things that you can find around the house. I mean, you know, you can go out and buy a whole bunch of stuff, but you have a whole bunch of stuff in your house. I mean, you have plastic cups and you can get a foam ball and do bowling, you know, down that same hall. So, you know, those things are always, always fun.
I love that. That also would be really fun for slightly older kids to create a challenge for parents. I feel like there's an age at which kids really like to make things hard on their, like they get a big kick out of setting up an obstacle course for mom and dad or, you know, like seeing if they can, you know, I don't know, trick the grown-ups or outsmart the grown-ups. This is more on the outside stuff. But early in the pandemic, we bought like an obstacle course. Actually, it wasn't even an obstacle course. It was like a bunch of cones and rings and multi-purpose stuff like that for setting up any kind of outdoor challenge. And it was all multi-purpose. There were some small rings, big rings, cones, a couple jump ropes, a couple bean bags. But the great part about it is it wasn't any one game. It was just a multi-purpose set. I just found it online. And the kids, you could use that indoors or outdoors. And they made up so many different, I don't know, challenges, games. They'd set up like, obstacle course doesn't even cover it all. But kids can get really creative with things that are open-ended. And I've always believed that when it comes to any kind of play. But with physical play, I think a few simple tools like that can go a long way too. It's like, great, like run to the orange cone and do 10 jumping jacks and all of that. So I love that. I love that. Okay. Well, we've alluded to Active Kids 2.0, but I don't think we've really like dug into exactly what it is. So why don't you tell everybody about that and like how, like if I were a parent to come to you and say, Larissa, I need help getting my kids active. Like what's the program like? What are people getting from Active Kids 2.0?
Sure. So we like to call it an active experience. It's a whole experience that you get. So for us, we have over 12 different categories of classes for one. So we have karate, boxing, dance, which is hip hop, ballet, jazz. We have sports in there now, of course, volleyball, basketball, soccer, yoga. So we have all of those classes that your kids can just try. You know what I mean? And we talked about before of not having your kids try one thing and just sticking to the one thing, you know, especially at a young age. You want them to try everything. And then, you know, and then maybe, you know, a little bit passes and they're really, really enjoying boxing or karate or whatever they're enjoying and they can stick to it. But Active Kids, it provides all of those classes. And then they can try whatever they want. And then just have fun with it. All of our classes are between 25 to 30 minutes.
Okay. Are they pre-recorded like you watch them whenever or is it a live thing that people are joining online?
Yeah, so all of them are pre-recorded. We did try the live, but since everybody's schedules are a little crazy, they're all pre-recorded. So you can watch them whenever you want. They're all on demand.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And what are the ages that your classes are best for?
So they're best for ages 3 all the way up to 18. Our 3-year-olds, it's super, super cute. We have a toddler time And we talk about, you know, numbers and colors and animals and shapes and all of that, all of those types of things. But of course, we make it fun and active, and they're moving, learning about those things.
I love it. Well, Larissa, this has been great. Tell everybody where to find Active Kids 2.0. What's the easiest way to find out more and check out what you've got going on?
Sure. Our website is www.activekids2.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram at Active Kids 2.0.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and happy spring to you and your family.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Well, thanks again for listening, everybody. And before we wrap, I want to remind you to check out our sponsor, Kidsole, and their line of cutting edge insoles, heel cups, and therapy socks that can keep kids' feet comfy and functional. Kidsole is offering our listeners a very generous 40% discount. You're going to go to kidsole.com. That's kidsole.com/themomhour and use code MOMHOUR22 to get that 40% off. Have a great weekend, everybody. Megan and I will be back with you on Tuesday. We're going to be talking about travel and specifically what it's like when you're not traveling this spring. So if you've been having a little bit of vacation FOMO, or if you have ever experienced some travel FOMO, we are going to be reframing that this week as we start to look at spring break and looking ahead to summer. So that's going to be a great conversation out Tuesday. Megan and I will talk to you then.